Hi there, Nicholas. My name is Paul. Happy Friday. How's your day going?
Hey, what's going on, man? How's everything?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. Now, Joseph wanted me to get on the line here to kind of get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included, of course, answer all of your questions. And then it's also my job to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. It is a month-to-month service. Did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, other than the price?
I guess I just wanted, I know there's two different services he was talking about. So I was explaining, for me, like, our business is really, it's a commercial-based business. So our customers are pretty much repeat clients. So, like, we deal with big GCs that pretty much send us bids, and, you know, we go out to bid on them, and we can be doing 3 office fit-outs maybe a month to 10. But me and Chris were also trying to explore the residential game a little bit,
Gotcha. Which
that's where your services could be a little bit more helpful, because people, when they're looking to get drywall done in their house or
right. Whatever,
when they Google the business, it will come up.
Exactly. That's so, exactly correct. Right.
Yeah. So we definitely have our own work, and we have our own pretty much system in place with stuff going on. But I was telling the other guy, if this makes sense and you guys are bringing residential clients to us, it's definitely worth giving it a shot, right? I mean,
is there a website currently?
Yes.
There is. Okay.
Gridline Interior.
What is the website domain?
It is. GridlineInteriorsLLC.com.
Okay, with the LLC. Gotcha. Yeah, so obviously you're absolutely correct. When people don't know who to call, they need drywall, they go on Google, maybe they even go on Bing. About 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. You'll be listed on the first page of both of those major search engines. Of course, you'll have additional content, a Yelp listing, a Facebook page. We can target anywhere in your service area, even do a social media campaign. It is all designed to make sure that people who are in your service area and need your services do see you, do see the website that I'm looking at right now, and that you're one of those top options. Of course, that gives them the reason to pick up the phone and call you. With this, it is a month-to-month service, and no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Even with the Facebook ads included, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small. Of course, we'll focus here with residential clients. It's exactly $299.00. It bills once a month for that exact amount.
Okay.
It is a month-to-month service. There's no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. If you get more work than you can take on, you can pause the service as well.
No, for sure. So just a couple things here. So for this service, if we wanted really just to target the Google ads, I don't really think that we, not the Google ads, but the first page of the Google website for kind of any keywords that people Google in that area.
Mm-hmm.
How much would that be compared to doing pretty much everything else that you just described?
Right. So, I mean, we create all of that additional content precisely because that's what's necessary to get you on that first page of Google. The businesses
gotcha.
That are on the first page are there not because they've been doing it the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town, but they've got the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. And like a website, that content talks about your company, your services, your service area. So that's what's going to get you on that first page. So it is, like I said, a comprehensive package to get you found quickly throughout your service area. Now, I mean, the only thing that I can do, I mean, I wouldn't want to start taking things away because then obviously that affects your placement and your results. But I mean, if you're looking for something a little bit more budget friendly, which is probably why you're asking what the cost would be for something that was maybe not everything I talked about, You'd still get everything we talked about here, but I do have a friends and family rate. I wouldn't tell my supervisor that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school, but I would just be honest here. And it would save you an extra $50 a month, save you $600 a year. If you keep the service, again, it's month to month. But we could still do everything that would be necessary to get you on that first page of Google. Bing's still valuable. You know, 1 out of 10 people, that adds up to a lot of people in your service area. That's included as well. You'd be looking at $249. The other thing the friends and family rate does is it waives the initial $99 setup fee. So it saves you basically $150 in your first month. And again, that extra $50 every month off of what is already a reduced rate. So for that package, I mean, honestly, we don't break even for probably 4 months. You know, it's month to month, though. We're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our cost, but keeping clients on board for the long term, not because they're under contract, but because the service works. That's how we've kept our doors open for more than 20 years. I've actually been with the company myself for over 12 years, so you would be in really good hands with us. And it would be the exact amount of $249 as an out-the-door cost.
$249, honestly, I think that's a pretty good deal. The only thing is, let me just ask you from your experience, and just please be honest with me, do your clients, do they see a lot of action within the first couple months, or does it pretty much take time?
Well, I mean, it does take time. So the first couple of weeks, maybe, you know, that's where we're getting everything all set up. It is designed, though, for you to get the return on investment in that first month. Optimum placement, we like to under-promise and over-deliver. We say 45 to 60 days for your best results, but definitely in that first couple of months, you are going to get phone calls. You are going to see the service. I mean, like I said, it's month to month, and if we weren't keeping our clients satisfied in that first month and they were canceling, you know, we wouldn't have been able to keep our doors open all these years. Because that price, as a pricing director, to be honest with you, like I said at the beginning of the call, my job is to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. And then it's our job to earn your business. That $249 doesn't even begin to cover our cost.
No, for sure. That's why. And honestly, like, I'm not looking for extraordinary results in the first three, four, 5 months. But
that's reasonable.
Look ahead. I'm just
Of course. Absolutely. No, absolutely. I mean, we do get things started right away. You already do have a website, so we don't have to build one out for you. We do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website, have an old one, or they're trying to build it themselves and it's not going well. It only takes us about 7 to 10, maybe 14 business days to build out a website. So everything we do here is very quick. Now, we are not Google, of course. I mean, if anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they'd be telling stories. I mean, Google does make these phone calls to businesses, but it's only the ones that have at least 100 locations or more. For anything less than that, it falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. So, of course, we are a Google partner. We're one of the first Google partners. We've been around since 2004. The partnership program goes back about 10 years, and it is designed to get businesses a higher return on investment advertising through Google. Again, like Bing and everything else is included. But, I mean, obviously, our main focus is going to be Google. We get our training and our updates from Google. We work directly with Google's back-end team as well, so our processes are very streamlined. You've got a verified Google listing already. You've got 4 5-star reviews. The website's there. So that's fantastic for someone who already knows the name of your business and they're looking for you directly, but most people don't know who to call, and this is for everybody else. This is for the people who need someone who can do drywall. They don't know who to call. They go on their smartphone, computer, any device that accesses the internet. They look for drywall near me, drywall contractor, residential, drywall, whatever they type in, as long as it's related to your services, you will be one of those options that pop up on that first page. Of course, not everyone will call you, but I think that's good. I mean, you're not getting a bunch of random phone calls. You're getting calls from someone who will have seen your website first, and then they decide to reach out to you because they saw something that they liked. Usually at that point, they're hoping you're available, hoping your price is fair, because they want to work with you. And again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a fixed rate. It's a flat rate too. That $249 is all inclusive. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits or anything like that.
No, for sure. So if it's just, for instance, somebody Googles Florida drywall company, our company is going to pop up.
Well, maybe not if they type in Florida. Most people don't, right? Because Florida is a big state, and this is really designed for local businesses, for businesses that are close to the person doing that search. Now, do you typically travel more than 50 miles for the right job?
I mean, honestly, we would be willing to do a job pretty much throughout the state of Florida.
Okay.
If the price makes sense. So
gotcha.
We've traveled up to Orlando. We've traveled over to Clearwater for projects before. So,
okay.
And I'm in New York right now, so that's why I said Florida. I'm not.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So,
say somebody's living within X amount radius and the Google drywall companies, what this is designed to really do is kind of push ours to the top over X amount of time.
That is exactly correct. Yeah. Whether or not they're typing in near me, the Google algorithm will know that that person is fairly close to you, you know, 50 miles away, something like that. We don't draw a big circle around you as far as your radius goes. We can, in fact, target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods, whether it's more than 50 miles away or not, you know, 100 miles away. You know, that's a big part of why we're doing this comprehensive package, so we can target anywhere that you really want to travel. And, of course, the next step, if you decide to move forward, it's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or motto. Of course, verify information off of your website and information that we have here. That helps us to target exactly where you want to be found, make sure you're getting those right types of phone calls.
Okay. All right. I mean, listen, it hurts to try. I mean, it sounds like a decent deal to me. So, I mean, yeah, I think we'd be willing to try it out for sure.
And, you know, the best part about it is month to month. There's no contract. You can stop at any time. If you get more work than you can take on, you can pause it. We don't charge you when it's paused or after the fact. Now, it is Gridline Interiors LLC. And then, of course, the website that we are going to be promoting, the website attached to that is gridlineinteriorsllc.com. Oh, I did see a physical address for the business, but the business itself is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer. Or is it the 2208 Bloods Grove Circle? Now, that's on your Google listing. Do customers regularly go there?
No. So that's pretty much our office.
Gotcha.
In quote. Yeah, that's not, we pretty much, like, when we deal with our clients right now, again, we're in commercial, so it's more a relationship-based business, and we've been doing this for 10 plus years, so
right.
All my clients are from New York. So they're all clients that they have offices in New York that me and Chris both know just from being in the business down here that have merged down to Florida, and they're servicing big down there. So yeah, it's all.
And now you're ready to take on residential customers in Florida too.
We never wanted to, but I think, you know, it doesn't hurt. You know, if we're doing some residential jobs on the side and keeping the best busy, it's worth it. You know, I don't know how
long
we'd be willing to do more, but it's worth a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if it works and if the business model is profitable for you to continue to take on residential clients, then obviously it's something you'd want to keep. It is, of course, month to month. Now, of course, Joseph only got your first name. Do you prefer Nick or Nicholas?
It doesn't matter. Nick, Nicholas.
Okay. But he did not get your last name.
Colito. Colitto.
Okay, perfect. Now, on the website, it's got the info at gridlineinteriorsllc.com. Is that a good email address then for you guys?
Yeah, that should be fine. Okay. Can you do me a favor, actually? Is there any way you could are you going to send me an email with your information as well?
Yeah, I can do that, absolutely. In fact, right now I'm going to...
Is there any way, do me a favor, can you try to send it over to the info email? I just want to see how it reflects back on my end, just from a new client.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So give me just a second then. If I'm going to send an email, instead of just sending like test, I'll go ahead and I will send you a little bit more information about the services just so you can kind of see that. Go over that with Chris. Just so you guys know exactly what you're getting. And oh, I do have to get in here and I have to just change the price really quick. Okay, that should be good. Okay, so I just sent that email to you now. Now, it is coming from our large server and we've not corresponded before, if you don't see it immediately in your inbox, then you maybe check your promotional folder. But it was sent successfully on my end, and it's local splash, local SEO and digital branding services is the subject line.
Okay.
Okay. And then, so if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, the next step would be to schedule your follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Just kind of the basic off the top of your head questions, some of the things that I just mentioned, a few others. The call is scheduled by the hour, but it typically only takes about half that time. Oh, I did want to do one other thing here, which is to add another layer of protection, just a little bit of extra security on the account. In fact, it is a security question and answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are associated with Gridline and Tiers, whether it's you or Chris, we would expect you to know that information. We may from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. More importantly, Nick, if anyone were to call you, if they identify themselves as either Google or local splash, they would know that information. And if they can't give it to you basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more than $249 a month for your Google listing, that for sure wouldn't be us. They wouldn't know that information. You definitely shouldn't talk to them. But your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
You can do... Do city you were born in.
Okay, the city you were born in, and then what is the answer?
You can just put Bronx.
Bronx, okay. And I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And again, it is the exact amount of $249. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
We can do it on Visa card.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
It's going to be Chris's name, so give me one sec, because he actually has my physical card with him.
Okay.
And I don't have a picture of the new one. I have
That's
his
okay.
card. Give me one sec. Where is it? Okay. So it's Christopher A. Ciano.
Christopher C. Go ahead, spell that first. Thank you.
C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R-A-S-I-A-N-O. A is the middle initial.
So Christopher C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, you said A is also the middle initial. And then Asiano, A-S-I-A-N-O.
It's S-I-A-N-O.
Oh. The first letter is S. There's no A in front of it.
No, A is the middle initial.
Oh, I gotcha. A was the middle initial. I thought it was also the middle initial, but in this case, it is just the middle initial. So the last name is S-I-A-N-O. And then you said it was a Visa, right? That should start with a 4. All Visa cards
do. Yep, so it's 4427.
Mm-hmm.
3225.
Okay.
4288.
Yes, sir.
7950.
7950?
Yep.
Okay. Let me read that back. I've got 4427, 3225, 4288,
7950. Yep.
And then the expiration month and year?
1229.
12 of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
134.
134. 134 on the back, December or 12 of 2029 for the expiration date. And what is the billing address of that card?
The same that you see in the 220
the
blood circle.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
33445. Got it.
Yeah.
So because we are a Google Premier partner, it's required that I read a voice verification before I process your payment. It is recorded through the computer. It does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. that, of course, we are reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving your setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question. It is, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, Nick, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Gridline Interiors, LLC.
That's exactly how I have that. Mr. Colito, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Nicholas Colito, President of Pre-Construction.
Okay. And you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you're an authorized user on that account?
Yep.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Nick, of course, you would agree to that, right?
For sure.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. We're asking because, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And perhaps even more important is that we will always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Nick, that is fair enough, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not hiring anybody else. We really don't even need it.
Well, you know, that's actually the answer that I prefer. Like I said, it's not an exclusivity clause, but I definitely do, you know, like to hear that, hey, there's not going to be anybody else down the line, or there isn't anyone else currently, because it is a lot easier for us just to do things right the first time than it is for us to clean up somebody else's mess. You've probably gotten calls from someone who really botched the drywall. You got to go in there and basically start from scratch and clean up the mess they made to begin with. So obviously, just let us know if anything new comes along. Now, with all the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, and of course with even that setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 12th of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook ads are included as well, and it is a month-to-month service. Recurring billing will be scheduled on the 12th of the month in the exact same reduced amount of $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. As I mentioned, you can pause it whether you get more work than you can take on. You can pause it if you need to go on vacation. You can, if necessary, even pause the service seasonally, although it would not be necessary here. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Nick, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Kalita, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, you're going to receive an automated email, a welcome email that is basically your confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
And no, I can wait for the email to come in. I think that's fair enough.
Okay. Yeah, you'll get that in about a minute or so here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they would, of course, follow up with you the following business day. The email address will be on there as well. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. So we can do what we could do as early as 1 o'clock, if that works for you. Also, there is 2 o'clock this afternoon. There is 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. Would any of those times work out for you today?
Sorry, what was the time today again? You said 2 o'clock?
We could do this upcoming hour at 1. There would be 2 o'clock, or this afternoon, 4, 5, or 6.
Let's do 1, because I got a meeting at 3. And, yeah, I'd rather just get out of the way.
Yeah, get out of the way as soon as possible. That's perfect. Not enough time then for our automated system to send you a reminder email. That email goes out, 24 hours prior. But I will send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's really no problem if you do. It's just going to say local/CIENG. That stands for client interview conducted in English. Let me just make sure I can get that set up and squared away here. My system's just a little bit slow today. So you'll get that email in just about a minute. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Our emails are sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so you might not have received it just yet, but it should be popping up. Let me take this moment to get my client interview technician a little bit of a head start. That should save you some time when you talk to them in the next hour. Are you going to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When did you want to be?
Monday through, I would say just keep it from Monday through Saturday. I think that's best.
Monday through Saturday. Your Google listing has you 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Is that still accurate?
Yeah, that should be good.
Okay. And at this point, are you accepting anything besides cash and check, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
Yeah, we do Venmo, cash, check. No PayPal. Okay. Just put Venmo. Sorry, not Venmo. Dell, cash and check. That's it.
Not even credit cards?
No, we don't. We don't accept credit cards.
Okay. And Zelle, not Venmo.
Zelle, yeah.
So Zelle, cash, and check. Okay, let me update my system here and see if you did receive that email. It says that you should have received at least the one that says local splash initial invoice. Do you see that one? Everything else seems to still be in the queue. But and it's going out to Christopher, obviously that's the one on the billing. But it says thank you for choosing local splash. Did you receive it?
Oh, yes. It's in my junk. Yep.
Okay. It should also have generated a text message as well. But it says your invoice is located below this email. A couple sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yep.
Okay, click on the click here. It's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll above that line. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. Although about 1 out of 10 will choose Bing. Like I said, you'll be listed there as well. All the additional destinations, the directories, etc. You'll see those three boxes below the line. We'd want you to click on all three of them. One that you acknowledge that you understand that the payments are recurring, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, and that the other that you're authorized to use the card on file. And then it's going to have, I believe it's going to have Christopher A. Ciano on there, as that went out in the billing. But if you can type that in. I'm sorry?
It's asking for a username and password here.
Oh, if you're already to that point, you're a couple steps ahead of me. You don't have to go that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now. Neither of which is really true. We do have to do your client interview first for us to create that content. You will, though, in a day or so, receive by text and email confirmation that your tracking system is active. Your welcome email, if it's been sent, it's in the queue, but your welcome email will have your login credentials. It's probably the phone number ending 1025 as the username, and then there's a default password that you can change at any point in time. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. You know, obviously, we're going to do the client interview today, which is fantastic. Usually, we do it in the first, second, or third day, so we don't have to wait until Monday or Tuesday.
The phone number on file, it's going to be my number, right? 347-653-1363?
If that's the number, that I was just about to ask you. So that's the number that you want us to call for your client interview, right?
Yeah, but that's also the one that I want the client, like any people looking for services, to call as well.
Okay. The 1363, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this is the original number that Joseph called, and that's why all of the notes are here. I'm just transferring everything. I'm going to merge the two accounts as soon as I get off this phone number. Would you want your number to be the username on here instead of the 1025 number?
It doesn't matter what the username. I just want to make sure, like, when people call, they're calling me, not Chris.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. The number that we are promoting is the one that is on your Google listing, the one ending 1363.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay. Yeah, so like I said, we're doing your client interview today, which is great. You know, we sometimes do it in the second or even third day, so we're getting the process started. You are already verified on Google. The dashboard and the directory submissions, they want us to say 5 to 7 business days. They want to under-promise and over-deliver. It's usually a lot faster than that. You don't have a website that we have to build, although like I said, we'd really only take about 7 to 14 days for that. Your Facebook ads, because you already have a website, should be up and running in that time or less. Of course, like I said, 45 to 60 days, that's for your best placement, your highest return on investment. You should be getting phone calls long before that. And of course, you know, no matter how long you keep the service, 60 days and beyond, 6 months, 6 years, we're still doing continuous reporting, updates, customer support. So we are going to be continue to stay active on this. We would love for you to be active too. Once you get notification that your client dashboard is active, you have 24/7 access to it. Reports do update in very near real time. So throughout the day, those reports do update. And of course, you'll always have access to that. So your client interview is scheduled for this upcoming hour in about a half an hour, 35 minutes from now. They should be giving you a call. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well. Again, we're going to be calling your phone number. If I am already on a phone call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you, but they will know the Bronx is the answer to the city you were born in if you want to ask them. But other than that, I'm excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting you a couple extra jobs here and there for residential clients. And if it works out, we're looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much, all right?
Appreciate you too, Nick. You take care. You have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.